From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Police have sealed off a central square in Brussels and called in a bomb squad after reports of a man wearing a thick winter coat behaving suspiciously, according to prosecutors Wednesday. Police were called after sightings of the man with the coat on a hot summer day with something that looked like wires coming out from underneath, according to a spokesman. Belgium is on high alert before its national holiday, which police fear could be the target of the following attack last week on Bastille Day of revelers in Nice, France. Iran's vice president and head of the country's atomic energy organization responded Wednesday to the leak of a document which revealed that restrictions on Iran's nuclear program would ease years earlier than previously thought. Speaking live on state TV, Ali Akbar Salehi said Iran had requested world powers not to make it public. We requested that the world powers keep Iranian nuclear industry's long-term plan confidential. We had an agreement with the 5+1 countries in collaboration with us in this plan. This plan was not supposed to be made public. The confidential document is the only text linked to last year's deal between Iran and the six foreign powers. Turkey Wednesday intensified a sweeping crackdown on the media, military, the courts, and the education system after an attempted coup targeting tens of thousands of teachers and other state employees for dismissals. The Turkish government focused in particular on teachers suspected of backing Friday's failed uprising, taking steps to revoke the licenses of 21,000 teachers at private schools. This is VOA News. Russia's top Olympic official said Wednesday that he expected a final decision by Sunday on whether the entire Russian Olympic team will be banned from next month's games in Rio. The International Olympic Committee is examining its legal options following a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency investigator Richard McLaren that accused Russia's sports ministry of overseeing doping of the country's Olympic athletes. The Russian Olympic Committee president, Alexander Zhukov, said the issue is to be resolved by Sunday. As we hear here in a press conference, he says the most important issue, of course, is the approval of the Russian national team lineup for participation in the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The Court of Arbitration for Sport will issue its verdict on Russia's appeal to overturn the International Association of Athletics Federation ban on its track and field athletes for the games on Thursday. The IOC will take that into account before making its decision. Tens of thousands of Zimbabweans gathered Wednesday to show their support for 92-year-old President Robert Mugabe in the capital of Harare. The massive turnout was organized by Mugabe's ruling party, the ZANU-PF, in response to recent anti-government demonstrations and a nationwide strike protesting Zimbabwe's rapidly declining economy. Germany's top security official said the country's investigation so far into attack on passengers aboard a regional train in Bavaria indicates the suspect acted alone. This is the Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière. He told reporters in Berlin Wednesday that it appears a 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker who was shot and killed by police after wounding five in an axe and knife attack was radicalized by watching online propaganda. The interior minister went on to say that a video of the suspect that was posted by the Islamic State group is authentic and seems to be a classic farewell video of a suicide attacker. A prominent journalist was killed in a car bombing in Ukraine's capital of Kiev Wednesday, sending shockwaves through the Ukrainian journalist community. The country's online news website, Ukrainska Pravda, said its journalist Pavel Shermet died in an explosion early Wednesday as he got in his car to go to work.
And that is confirmed capture of the SpaceX Dragon.
SpaceX has made good on its delivery of a space station docking port. The Dragon capsule arrived at the International Space Station Wednesday morning, bearing more than 2 tons of supplies. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.